Okay, everyone, take your seats, please. Evan, could you please stop playing with the soft toy?
No, this is educational.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Thanks. Welcome back after this coffee break. I hope that everyone has had enough caffeine for the next couple of hours. And I think we can go straight back to Avery to continue with the new GTLD working group topic. So, Avery, you have the floor.
Thank you. And I will start now with the objection process. One last thing I did, I talked to a couple people in the break that were thinking of getting in their applications by March 31st for the SARP. I encouraged them, especially if they weren't on the JAS. Okay, coming to the objection process. So the working group has been working quite hard on it, and as I said, Dev has been working extremely hard on it, constantly putting out. It went out for a review to the Rollos. We got back a few comments. The changes have been made. The working group had a chance to review the draft with a with the changes made. And one last change is being made to it, changing it from draft proposal to proposal. And that proposal is going to be passed on or is passed on to the chair of ALAC for further processing, and it will be sent to him as soon as the words draft proposal are changed to proposal. So for the ALAC members that are now going to review it and see whether this is something they want to review, I just want to briefly go over what's in the document. I won't go into deep detail on it. There is a at-large new GTLD working group meeting on Monday where much of the hour will be spent on the details of the proposal for anyone that's interested. So the proposal, the document, this is it, and it's double-sided. So it's quite a complete process for the objection process. Starts out with an intro for the reasons for doing this, and those basically come out of the application guidebook that sort of support the notion that ALAC has standing to make objections in two areas, in terms of the limited public interest and in terms of community objections. So given that, but they also say that in order to make those, and the way the applicant guidebook is set up, it basically says those have to be paid for. But ALAC doesn't have to pay for them. ICANN will pay for them as long as ALAC has accepted a structured process for deriving these, for coming up with these. So that was the reason for this process. So the next part of the document includes a summary of the process. And then there's basically a week-by-week description of the process. Now, briefly, the process divides into two sub-processes. One is for the first 60 days after applications come out. ALAC and anyone else in the world can file comments on the objections. And a comment can be on any grounds, not just the two that I've mentioned. For ALAC, of course, to file a comment, that comment needs to be written, that comment needs to be reviewed, the Rollos have a chance to look at it, and then it has to come to ALAC for a vote. So there's a task-by-task breakdown, and in fact, you'll notice that not only are they described, but for anybody that's into it, they're actually flowcharted on a step-by-step basis of how this will be run. So that's the first part of the document, and that describes that. The second part is there are 7 months altogether for producing objections. Now, objections are a much more formal document. So there's a process, there's a sub-team, a group set up for managing that process. There'll be groups set up for ad hoc groups set up for writing those objections. Then those objections will be sent to the Rollos for review. If an objection gets approved by, I guess it's three Rollos, then it can go to the ALAC for an ALAC approval to actually file an objection. So, and it's so there's basically a 7-month process, although it's really a 5-month process for that because it starts really at the end of the comment period. One would also assume, parallel to the structure that the GAC has of early warning, which parallels comments, and advice, which parallels paid-for objections, that one will probably object on things one has commented on, though that's not necessarily the case. There's sort of an assumption there, but as I say, it's not necessary. So this document has this process week by week described, has a flow chart for it. It then has an appendix that takes the documentation from the application guidebook describing the standing for an objection, and an ALAC is specifically mentioned as having two standings, one for the limited public interest and one for community objections. It will be up to at large, the Rallos, and ALAC at the time of those objections to decide exactly how far the community of ALAC extends in terms of their objections. Is it ALAC only? Is it pertinent to the Rallos? Is it pertinent to an ALS? Is it pertinent to someone else? So the community objections will require a certain amount of discussion during the time to make sure that these really are things that ALAC feels are within its community, and thus they have the standing to object. So that's pretty much the objection process in a very quick nutshell, not walking through the process. We'll walk through the process much more carefully Monday when there's most of an hour to talk about it, but I don't know if there are any quick questions on it now. I either waved my hands too quickly and whatever. Okay. The third task that the group has chartered that I mentioned before is the GTLD rollout concerns. And Cintra, who's the vice chair of the group, has taken responsibility for that, so I'd actually like to turn the microphone over to... it was the coffee. I know it was the coffee. I knew it would make
the interpreters also took coffee, but they can't catch up. Yes.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Do I need to repeat anything, or am I? I apologize. Anyway, moving on. As I said, Cintra is the vice chair of the group and has taken responsibility for the GTLD rollout concerns. So I'd like to turn the mic over to her for that.
Thank you very much, Avery. This is Cintra Supnanan. I have posted a link in the Adobe Connect chat, which lists the tracking workspace space. And on that workspace, there's also a summary of the working group's objectives, which Avery summarized before the coffee break. I just want to go through some of the issues identified so far. This is a draft document, and your comments much appreciated. If you have any other issues that you think that you'd like to flag for this working group, please feel free to do so. Okay, so the issues, the first issue we found was an evaluation of the updated applicant guidebook based on areas of concern that ALAC and at-large highlighted previously, such areas being fees, more categories needed than community and other for objection, trademark protections, GTLD objections on morality and public order,